Hi, this is Bob Williamson. Farm Boy does good. I visit many churches throughout the year and was really impressed with Cornerstone Church in Fresno, California this week. They have so many programs I can't even enumerate them all. The pastor, Jim Franklin, has been at it for 22 years and God has found favor in him. He built his ministry in the worst part of the inner city and has revitalized the entire area. It looked like parts of Detroit, Michigan when he went there, and now the boarded up windows and rundown buildings have largely been replaced with modern apartments. His church now owns almost an entire city block. They have almost anything anybody could want in a ministry, including even a Bible college. Pastor Jim is an inspiration to me. In addition to all the services and programs at the church, he does a daily radio show. I was interviewed on it yesterday. In addition to regular church services, they host all kinds of events, including concerts, special speakers, showing faith-based movies, outings to the nearby mountains, a mega feeding program, gang dispute intervention, counseling for addictions, and on and on and on. His congregation consists primarily of gang members, current and former, and many of the poor people who live in the inner city. It's amazing to see God work through this ministry. Their efforts to quell gang violence and lead them to the Lord are so effective that the White House asked them to come to Washington to meet with them to share their strategy, and are considering making it a model for the nation. The Lord surely has his hand on this man and has found tremendous favor in him. He truly is a friend of God. As I was thinking about this on the long plane ride home last night, I thought of the many churches that are dead and drying up. It's so sad to see this. There are a million excuses going around, but Pastor Jim and staff have learned the secret. Love all, serve all. His ministry is gaining, not losing, members daily. Before I spoke in their church, they played the song, I Am a Friend of God. Abraham was a friend of God. In the Bible, James 2:23 states, Abraham believed God, and God counted him as righteous because of his faith. He was even called the friend of God. I know these folks are friends of God. They believe in the power of God, and their faith as demonstrated in their hard work has resulted in blessings innumerable. By the way, Pastor Jim was never an inner city guy, gangbanger, thug, or addict. He came from a godly home and lived on a ranch in Oklahoma in his youth. He gave up a promising career because God called him to the task of ministering to those that our society most reviles, fears, and wishes were dead and in hell. This is one old farm boy that is making a difference and should be an inspiration to us all. As you sit on your comfortable pew this weekend in your church, you might want to think about what's happening in Cornerstone Church and possibly be stirred into action to get some similar activities going wherever you are. Maybe ministering to gang members is not your cup of tea, but God has enumerated a few things less dangerous. Maybe that are nonetheless, that are less dangerous maybe, but are nonetheless very important to him. And as a part of his calling to his church, Matthew 25:36, For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? And the king will reply, Truly, I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me. This is Bob Williamson. Have a great day.